there's a better place to get your podcast. GCNLive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNLive.com.
Stephen Way of bringing you into Focus Thursday, the 28th of May, end of the fifth month is upon us. One more day in a weekday situation. A couple of more days to strategize about how you're going to enjoy the month of June. Let's see what we can enjoy conversationally about the realities of the world today. At least some of them anyway, as we have our time allowance. It's Molly Page who's here. Molly Page, the news sage. Isn't that what we started to call you?
You made that up, and I love it.
I did make that up. Ken Kessler, it's hard to find. Let's see. Ken. Ken's Ken. That's the important thing. Ken, he can, he does, he will, he am, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So a couple of things, as usual, are trending. I don't know whether I think I'm a slave to Facebook or not, Kenny, the sort of things that we talk about. We ought to be on top of what most of the folks in the world are focused on. And so here's this bug. I guess that's the best way to describe it, Molly, a bug. And I don't think we can use Cedarside to get rid of this bug, although
no.
We can try. Right? No Cedarside on this?
Your phone would be sticky.
Sticky phones.
Yes.
All right, well, there is, in a way, they are sticky, or stuff sticking to them.
There is an issue this morning. It's a newly discovered glitch in Apple's software that can cause iPhones to mysteriously shut down when they receive a certain text message.
Mm-hmm.
Apple says it's aware of the problem. I guess that's good. And it's working on a fix. But some people are sharing information about the glitch on social media and using it to crash other people's phones. And the problem occurs when the iPhone receives a message with a specific string of characters, including some Arabic characters. And when an iPhone isn't being used, it typically shows a shortened version of the message on the phone lock screen. The shortened version combination of characters apparently triggers the crash. The phone will restart automatically. And they say owners can prevent the problem by using phone settings, turning off message previews. But Kenny kind of gets into this a little bit more in depth in that, Kenny, you said that it can actually cause deeper problems in the phone, right?
Yeah. When you get it in your messenger, when you get the text, it crashes the messenger program, and then it keeps crashing it every time you try and open it again, making it impossible to get other texts. And then it's just an inconvenience if you don't have the text open and it just reboots your phone with no warning.
So there's no virus attached to it?
No, it's just the sequence of the coding words and these Arabic characters and whatever it is. It's just a glitch, but it wreaks havoc on the iPhones, and people are sending it to their friends just as a joke because they think it's funny.
Because that's what friends are for.
Exactly. And then it just messes up your phone, and everybody's waiting for iPhone to come out with a fix for this, which they say they're working on, but...
But why would I don't? I guess my whole thing when it comes to this sort of an issue, of that issue, this sort of happening, this sort of thing, why is always the question. People say, never ask the question why in relationships, but but you can ask the question why in something like this. Why? Because you can. Why would somebody have developed this just to crash a phone? And how would they? I guess more importantly, I get intrigued by the mind that can create something like this? What it's so penetrating and confusing to me. It isn't confusing to understand what this thing does, but A, how would this get created in the first place? Who would be able to figure out that if you did this certain text or created, I create a text, and I know that when I send it around, it's going to lock up the iPhone. A, why would I do that? But B, how does my mind work to create something like this? How do you know that if you do this, it will lock up the iPhone? Is it a former Apple employee who did this? I think that's... You hear in my voice the frustration. I don't know.
Well, why? Do you remember when you were young and kids would put cow poo or dog poo in a bag and put it on somebody's porch and then knock and run away so that they'd step on it?
I don't know what kind of neighborhood you grew up in. I didn't have too much of that in my neighborhood. But, yeah.
Very bored neighborhood.
I understand the philosophy behind that, yeah.
It's a prank. I think it's a prank. Now, who can develop something like this? You know, probably someone very young who this just comes naturally to. What do you think, Ken?
Yeah, I think especially kids think it's funny that they can send something like this and mess up your phone. Whoever, and they don't know where it came from, but whoever started it. Some people just like to cause trouble. It's like the viruses that send out. I mean, this doesn't seem to be as insidious as those viruses. It's not going to destroy your phone. And Apple is probably going to have a fix for it today or tomorrow, and it'll be over with. But some people just like to mix it up and make trouble.
I get that. I understand that. But then how difficult is it to come up with something like this? How do you know that if you send this out, this person created this, and then he or she sent it to somebody else, and then they sent it to somebody else, and so forth and so on? Maybe I'm frustrating other people as well. Why do you need to know that? I just find it fascinating that somebody's mind isn't impish enough to put poop on the front porch. That's not what I'm suggesting. That you can think and create something that is strong enough to screw up the most popular tool in the world. I know if I do 01, 01, 01, 01, 01, 01, or 100, whatever it is, these zeros and ones, that I'll be able to create something that has Arabic in it, and it'll screw up the phones. Why does it screw up the phones?
It's just a command that
but it triggers something in the phone.
Right.
Yeah. Understand why I'm sort of going down this road?
I mean, I think you would have to almost be a genius to figure out that this would happen.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a symbol to your talents.
It would seem.
But you'll probably get a really great job out of it, because people who can hack into computer systems are now being hired by computer companies to keep other people from hacking into computer systems. Mm. So if you're that much of a genius to figure out how to do things like this, you know, you'll probably end up with a great job keeping other people from doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In a twisted pickle finger of fate.
Yeah. Yeah, that is kind of twisted. I'm learning more about you every moment, Molly. She really has a twisted mind, Kenny.
Yes, she does.
Oh, you don't need to wait to learn. I'll just tell you about it.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
So this emerges today. Be interesting. If this has happened to you, tell us what you thought when it first happened. Were you frustrated? Did you know this was going on? I think we're performing a public service here, letting you know, because I'm betting a lot of people don't know this has happened to their phone in the last 24 hours, Kenny. You think I'm right?
I think a lot of people know, but I'm sure that more people will find out today. Hmm. But this started happening, I think, yesterday afternoon.
So it's happened a couple of times in the past, but a different creation, not the same item, right? That makes it crashes things. Will you lose messages? Will you lose names, phone numbers, that sort of thing on the iPhone?
It does seem to make you lose anything, and it doesn't seem to hurt your phone. It's just really annoying.
But you're liable to have been targeted by someone who may not like you.
Yeah. Or worse yet, you could be targeted by somebody who does like you and just thinks it's funny.
Ah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought it was funny. Okay. I don't think it's funny at all. I think it's stupid, other than the fact that it's been cracked. But I am more intrigued to know that this has happened before, because I don't remember talking about it before. And I don't remember a lot of things.
That's because you didn't have me to bring you the bad news,
yeah.
Doug.
Okay, Molly, thank you.
That's what I'm here for.
Bad news, good news. It is news. 16 after the hour. This is a good day.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
So, want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about a rewards program you'll actually use every day? Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Tonight on NBC, David Duchovny stars in the premiere of Aquarius. A 60s cop faces a new generation of crime.
Got to read his rights.
You, dirtbag, have the right to rights you don't deserve, or I'll kick your teeth in.
And a small-time criminal will become a legend.
Charlie Manson, one day the world will know our name.
David Duchovny returns to network television in the two-hour premiere of Aquarius. Tonight on NBC.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage, as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save, with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
As long as we're into the web and issues that are connected to technology, the IRS yesterday trying to figure out not only what was going on, and there's 104,000 people whose tax-paying information was compromised, but where it came from, Molly.
CNN is now reporting that it originated in Russia.
Right. CNN, a special reporter in Russia? How do they know it originated in Russia?
I don't know. That's where I'm seeing it first. This is the first report I'm seeing that they believe that the computer hacking originated in Russia. The tax agency, IRS's criminal unit, leading the investigation into the cyber attack.
Does Obama call up Bad Vlad and say, what are you doing to our tax returns?
I think Vlad was busy with some kind of a photo shoot with the shirt off.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't pay attention. We have another reason to dislike the Russians, I guess, today. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Yeah.
what are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
For your listening and dancing pleasure for this week in 1989.
Everybody get your Axl dance on.
Guns N' Roses at number five.
The Axl Shuffle.
The Axl Shuffle.
Number five is Patience. Axl Rose.
All we need is just a little patience.
I meant Slash a Snake.
I'm sure
that
you're
part of the
introduce you to.
You know the snake he has in this video? The big python looking python thing? Yeah, I met him.
Oh, nice.
He was cool.
Really?
Yeah, he sends his regard.
Great, great. You were probably friends with these guys, weren't you?
My boyfriend at the time was friends with Slash's dad, so we went to a few parties at their place.
Molly's connected to the total LA rock scene. Like, she knows, hung, and had a beer or two with those people.
All right, keeping the music alive here. There's a little contrast from Guns N' Roses at number five during this week in 1989. We go to Donny Osmond at number four.
Get ready for whiplash, people.
Soldier of Love. How many people remember this song?
How many people don't want to?
This week in 1980, well, just because you're snobs. I haven't liked this kind of music. But you, the rest of you snobs.
I don't like the song. Love the guy.
Yeah, great guy.
Yeah.
Number three from this week belonged to Michael Damian. Rock on.
Ooh, my soul.
1989.
All right, get ready for number two, Doug.
Yes, number
you're
two.
You're going to bonk of the microphone when Jennifer gets up and starts dancing.
Jody Watley. Number two.
That was a little cold kid dancing to this.
Sounds like a Michael Jackson song to me. Yeah? It sounds like a Michael Jackson song. No?
It sounds more like a Paula Abdul song.
Yeah, more Paula.
Well, maybe we'll follow that because it's closely proximatized to Paula Abdul. It happens to be number one during this week in 1989.
My girl.
Na, 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 na.
Loved her.
Yeah. Laker girl.
What happened to her? You liked her and she's now...
No, Laker girl.
She was a Laker girl. She also dated Arsenio Hall, remember? In fact, Arsenio Hall, I think, was in this video.
Yeah.
And, or maybe in a straight-up video.
It was a straight-up video.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So cute.
Very nice. Top five songs.
What happened to her? How did she lose all of her brain cells?
Remember she had that one season on American Idol?
Yeah, where she was completely looped out
then,
of it.
And then the next season, it was like she was on pain meds or something like that.
I thought she was on for a couple of seasons, wasn't she?
She was on for like five or six seasons, but then the next year she was fine again, and then they fired her. So
all right.
I think she did a couple other Let's Dance thing or something like that. And, you know, she's around.
Number five, Guns N' Roses. Donny Osmond, number four. Michael Damian, number three. Jody Wadley, number two. And Paula Abdul, number one. During this week in 1989. This is the anniversary of Christopher Reeve being thrown off of his horse. This date, 1995. Remember what happened? He got paralyzed, couldn't walk or breathe. It changed and ended his life eventually, from Superman to this.
Such a freak accident.
Oh, my God. But, you know, riding horses can be very dangerous. A lot of people love horses. A lot of people are really good at riding horses. Some people ride them and they don't know how to ride them. It's dangerous.
I've taken that fall, that he took because I used to show jump horses when I was younger.
Did you?
Yeah. If your horse just refuses a jump or whatever, if you're not positioned exactly right, you keep going.
Yeah.
And it was just such a freak thing. The way his head hit and snapped his neck.
28 after the hour on Good Day. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have those pesky bags and puffiness under your eyes, they've been there too long. Every time you look in the mirror, you're not happy. Do not wait another minute. Call 800-543-9262 and order GenuCell. GenuCell uses the power of plant stem cells to target the bags and the puffiness, the lines, the things around your eyes that you don't like. After a long time, these people perfected this formula. You're going to love it. GenuCell will help reduce the puffiness and lines around your eyes immediately. 800-543-9262. And guys, you can use it too. It works for both men and women. I underscore that because I use it all the time. Instant effect. See results overnight, guaranteed, or your money back. GenuCell. Get rid of the lines, the puffiness, the bags around your eyes. 800-543-9262. Order now, and the company will double the amount of GenuCell sent to you. Call 800-543-9262. 800-543-9262.
Now that Rite Aid has joined the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is even more rewarding because now you get a second easy way to save. That's right. On top of the amazing values you enjoy with Wellness Plus points, your new card gives you Plenty points, which can be earned in one place and used for savings in another. Earn and use your Plenty points at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon, and Mobil, and other participating partners. It's even more of the value you love. It's Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your new card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Know-how. Unlike a dangling side mirror, you can't fix bad brakes with a little spit, crossed fingers, and duct tape. You gotta stop at Napa, where you'll get a Visa rebate card worth up to $50 when you buy qualifying Napa pads and rotors. That's $50 back and a new set of Napa brakes. So put down the duct tape and conquer the job with Napa Know-How. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, offer expires 5/31/15.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's absolutely heartbreaking. All over America, people are suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, and high cholesterol. Can you live your life free from sickness, pain, and fear, and experience your body healing itself? Look to Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural supplement that aids ailing bodies. It has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. End the pain without all the side effects of prescription drugs. People 20 years younger will envy your vitality. Want a happier, healthier you? Then go to heartandbody.com or call toll-free 866-295-5305 for free information. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. What are you waiting for? Call Heart and Body now at 866-295-5305 for your free information. Go to heartandbody.com, 866-295-5305. Distributor inquiries welcome.
Every day is a special day. Every day is a good day, a wonderful day. How are you motivated to rise above where you were yesterday? That's hopefully what you will do today. Your challenges? Most people's challenges come in areas of health, money, and love. Everything in your life that's a challenge, think about it, that really is a challenge, has to do with health, money, or love, because that's kind of what life is based on. I remember my father saying to me when I was young, and I didn't understand what he was saying, without your health, son, you have nothing. I've come to realize that, and I'm doing as much as I can to maintain a healthy body and a healthy lifestyle, hopefully a healthy mind, although I'm challenged because I have people around me like Molly Page and Ken Kessler who are not always the best thing for what goes on in my mind.
And sorry about that.
Start the conversation. The conversation about the weather, drownings, the flash flooding, things that residents weren't expecting, even though they knew things were bad. How bad are they, Molly?
They're pretty bad. Dougie?
Yes, that's the end of the story then, right? How bad is it? It's pretty bad. Next, back to you in the studio.
That's right. It's bad and it's going to get worse.
Really?
Doug?
How do you know?
Because
Bible tells
there is more rain expected, actually, in
rain here.
Texas and Oklahoma. Yes, it's only expected where we don't need it. Now, nice. The drought in those areas is over.
Gonzo.
Needless to say, now it's trying to dry out your vehicles and find your homes that have washed down the rivers. And a lot of flights have been canceled, about 240 flights canceled at the Dallas and Houston airports as of 5:30 p.m. last night, and the National Weather Service issued flash flood watches. That's not easy to say early in the morning for parts of North Texas and sections of Oklahoma. The death toll has risen to 35 between Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Texas from the floods.
Really? All right. Yeah. So government aid, probably a lot of that going in there. People, it is something you can't do anything about. People say, well, why is the weather stuck here? Global warming. I noticed that the Vatican is going to weigh in on climate change issues. The Pope is going to issue a document laying out the moral justification for fighting global warming. What does that mean? Do we, is there going to be a war? Remember the war on drugs? Now we need, there's all kinds of wars, right? The war on climate change. How do you, that's kind of awkward to say it that way. What's the war here? The war against nature. Because climate change comes as a result of what's natural, including human interference. Because humans are of nature by definition. See, I split hairs when it comes down to this sort of thing.
You split thin hairs.
Yeah, right. Because we're all part of nature. And so what we are doing, if we are doing what has been suggested by the global warming nutcakes, and I say they're nutcakes, they're
what's
both
a nutcake?
A nutcake is somebody who is so focused on one side of an issue that they can't see the other side. They can't listen or hear the other person's point of view. So in this case, it's sort of like the hard right versus the hard left. They don't listen to each other, but yet they are both extremists, and from them usually comes no solution to a problem. There is no solution that's suggested that makes any sense from those who are the antagonists or protagonists of what humans are doing to the atmosphere. What's being done to the atmosphere is being done. Whether you can counter it, whether you, it's a great industry to be in. The global warming industry, or how to make us less dependent on fossil fuels using the resources of the sun and the wind and other things that also are of nature, because fossil fuel is of nature. Everything that we encounter is of nature.
Can you argue? Are GMOs of nature?
Say what?
Are GMOs of nature? Is Monsanto of nature?
Yeah.
You don't believe that people can take things that are natural and twist them to something that's not natural?
Yes, but they are doing it because that is their nature to do it. It is their nature that is...
Sometimes it's greed and putting money over nature.
That's all natural. Well, that's part of the human existence.
Are serial killers natural?
Yeah.
So everything that's natural is okay and nothing should be done about it?
I didn't say it was okay. You didn't hear me say it was okay. And I didn't say there isn't anything to do about it, but I don't know that we have settled on conventional things that make any sense. What do you do about somebody who's a serial killer other than kill him? That's, you know, you're not going to talk him out of it.
Well, but some people would say it's unnatural the way they've gone.
I
and if you're
that.
Saying if everything is of nature,
that's
and therefore there's nothing to do about it.
I didn't say there wasn't anything to do about it. I'm just saying that all of the calamitites that are out there who think that we have destroyed this planet, we are a part of, we come from the planet, ashes to ashes, dust to dust, whatever we, our bodies come out of are made from the things that are of nature. Our bodies grow because we eat food that comes as a result of what we can produce being inhabitants of this planet. And as an aside to that, if you really want a headache, understand that continuing interference with the production of food as we are having it now, whether it be on the corporate level, the governmental level, and it's not just in our country, it's all around the world, the continuing infringement, the continuing focus on government controls of things, and it's most notable in our country, are going to bring us to a point where we will not be able to provide enough food for our country in the next 40 to 50 years. Trend continues as it is. More and more people get off the land. More of it's being developed. That brings in more people. You got to feed more people, but there's less land, fewer people to work the land because they don't want to put up with the government interference that is unnecessary. And so therefore, we can't produce enough food here, and we won't be able to help other countries around the world that we now help. We are known as the breadbasket because in certain ways we provide certain types of food, up to 80% of what the world uses in certain commodities. We are not going to be able to continue to do that because we're allowing the government to continue to get in our face to stop us from doing things that are productive. So is that all natural? Yep. Is the destruction of mankind on the planet all natural? Yep. Sooner or later, there will be no more of our species on this planet. How's that for being fatalistic?
Well, good morning.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. So... meanwhile,
we don't know what the Pope's going to say. He hasn't said it yet. But if he's saying that, you know, natural or not, what humans are doing is contributing to the shift in the climate, maybe there's a way to slow the shift.
Right. All Catholics, turn the lights out in your church when you leave. That would be the first thing to do. What else?
Or slow down pollution, maybe.
Yeah. So Catholics, stop polluting.
Well, I don't think it's Catholics.
Well, he's big cheese in the Catholic Church. He can set the moral tone maybe for the rest of us, or maybe... people believe in this fellow because he seems to be good-natured, and he seems to be well-intentioned, and he seems to be smart. So, and we need leaders who are well-intentioned, who are glib and facile, and easy to talk to, easy to understand, and who are well-motivated. It would be nice if we had more leaders in countries who are like the Pope. Would you not agree with that?
I think he's a rock star of a Pope.
All right. I think we ought to have Rick Santorum be our next president. He'd be just like the Pope. What do you think?
Oh, my God.
There you go.
Good times.
Thank
you. I was
you.
With you right up until
up
then.
Up until then. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Obviously, I'm yanking somebody's chain just a bit. Speaking of that, in a moment, anthrax is back. And if you have excellent credit, I'm going to give you an idea or two as to what kind of a credit card you might like to have, boys and girls. 17 before the hour on Good Day.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Now that Rite Aid is part of the Plenty program, Wellness Plus is more rewarding than ever. Why? Because now Wellness Plus with Plenty gives you a second way to save with Plenty Points, which works similar to Plus Up Rewards, only better. Because Plenty Points can be earned in one place and used for savings at Rite Aid, Macy's, AT&T, Exxon and Mobil, and other participating partners. So if you like Plus Up, you're going to love Plenty Points. Wellness Plus with Plenty. Get your card at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips of the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with 4-time NASCAR Sprint Cup Series champion Jeff Gordon. Everyone wants to get the most out of their gas budget. Here's Jeff Gordon with some tips on maximizing MPGs and reducing pain at the pump.
When I'm on the track, I'm lucky to have a top-notch pit crew taking care of my car. But like you, when I leave work, I'm on my own, and I want to get the most out of my tank. Did you know that for better MPGs on the highway, you should run your AC instead of opening your windows? Another tip I've picked up over the years is that low tire pressure equals low gas mileage. So make sure your tires are properly inflated. Want to know the fastest way to get more out of your budget? Simply use the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card and earn 3% cash back on gas, 2% cash back on grocery store purchases, and 1% cash back on all other purchases. That can go a long way towards stretching your budget.
Grocery store and gas bonus rewards apply to the first $1,500 in combined purchases in these categories each quarter. For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
There may have never been a roaring 20s if not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4 liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge Brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
14 before the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Marvelous Molly Page, the news sage, is here with Ken Kessler. We're examining items of interest and importance, and one wonders whether that live anthrax that was shipped to several laboratories.
I like the way you say that. You're like an evil scientist.
Yes, I am. So you can be my assistant and explain to everybody what actually happened. An Army facility in Utah. Why do they have anthrax there in the first place would be, I guess, a good question.
Well, they thought it was dead, but apparently it was still kicking.
But why do they have it at all, dead or alive? Anthrax is nothing but bad. Bad.
They do keep samples of it.
Yeah, for what reason?
These were
leftover. Make a mistake and send them
chaos.
Yeah. What in the hell? Well, what possible benefit would it be for anybody in a lab, anybody in an army facility, anybody anywhere, to have dead or alive spores of anthrax?
These were leftover.
Leftovers.
Yes.
Feed him to the dog.
Well, if it's leftover.
You don't like that, though. Yeah.
No, it's an excellent question.
I thought it was a good question. That's why I asked it.
Yeah.
Who in their right mind? I just don't get some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. It's kind of a little bit like the bug that iPhone people have today. Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity to create mayhem. And some people like that, apparently, which shows a basic character flaw in the human condition. Anybody goes, here's some anthrax. Let's put it in a FedEx envelope and mail it around by mistake.
Yeah.
So what were they supposed to be shipping in instead of anthrax? Cocaine?
No.
The anthrax looks just like cocaine. Same substance, right?
They just thought that it was dead. And it turned out to be alive.
Where are they sending it and why?
Well, first of all, 4 Defense Department workers in the U.S. and 22 overseas are now in post-exposure treatment. The U.S. military inadvertently shipped the live anthrax samples in the past several days. It came from a Maryland-based lab.
Oh, that's fine. I don't care. I want to know why and to whom they were shipping this. How is it an accident?
How is it an accident? Again, they thought these were dead, and they turned out
to be
alive.
Okay, but why are they shipping them? Dead or alive, why are they shipping them around in a FedEx envelope?
Let me get on the phone.
Yeah.
And I
think that's the crux of the story, isn't it? I understand what they did, but why'd they do it? Who thought this was a good idea? You're fired, wherever you are, whoever you are. Yes, no, maybe? Yes, no, maybe.
I don't know. Kenny, what do you think? Why'd they show
up? Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is I don't care what the reason was for a mistake like this. You're fired.
Yeah. Goodbye.
That's crazy.
There's no reason in the world for anybody to be shipping anthrax to anybody. It all should be destroyed. Should be in a bunker 3,000 feet below the surface of the planet with whatever spent uranium stuff you can pile on with it. By the way, we haven't talked about that for a long time. What's going on with all the spent nuclear material? Anybody, let's create a real, let's get people worried. How come we haven't talked about this for a long time? Where are they putting all of that spent? There are more and more nuclear facilities around the world, so what's going on with all of the spent uranium? What are we doing with that? Somebody's liable to put that in a FedEx envelope and mail it around. If they aren't any smarter than the people who are in the Army labs, right? Oh, Doug, you're so silly. Really? What's sillier, me suggesting that or some fool putting anthrax in a FedEx packet and sending it someplace? I'd like to know. I'm back to the same question. We haven't answered this question. Maybe there isn't an answer to it yet. Why and where was it going? 51 after the hour. Thank you, Molly, for that enlightenment.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Bruce Hornsby and The Range from the movie Backdraft, number one movie during this week in 1991, Set Me in Motion. It's called, not one of the best Bruce Hornsby songs ever recorded, but this is a pretty good movie if you like action flicks, but I have a hard time thinking 24 years old. Ooh. Wasn't De Niro in this movie? Don't I remember that? I remember,
No, this was the...
was there another one that had De Niro?
Baldwin guy.
Oh, the Baldwin, that's right. Yeah.
And then,
De Niro, isn't it? Baldwin, yes. Not Alec. Steven, I...
No, Steven.
Yeah.
Or Billy.
Billy. Billy. Yeah, Billy Baldwin. Yeah. Yep.
And then it was a Ron Howard film.
Yeah, okay.
Kurt Russell.
That's what I was trying to remember. Thank you, Kenny. Yes. All right, so let's get into our contest. We are, again, qualifying people for this spa package at the Sundara Inn in Madison, Wisconsin. Great things can be yours if you qualify. And in order to qualify for the drawing that takes place July 4th, or that week, you need to identify the movie. We have three clips from the movie. Identify the movie and you get qualified for the drawing for this great vacation weekend. 888-302-3684. Here we go with the first clip.
Yeah, ooh, ah, that's how it always starts. But then later there's running and screaming.
Yep. Recognize that voice?
Mm-hmm.
Independence Day. 888-302-3684 is not the movie, but you got to figure it out. This is a, I suppose this is a controversial, but from my point of view, it's a controversial movie. Here's the next clip.
I'm not making the same mistakes again.
No, you're making all new ones.
All right, that was a fellow, very big English actor, director who died last year in this movie. So that's the second clip, 888-302-3684, to qualify for our drawing for that vacation spa package. Now, next, last clip, Richie.
Cameras check cleared. I wouldn't be going on this wild goose chase.
Where you're going is the only place in the world where the geese chase you.
All right, let's name the movie. Eight, make sure you get it. Right, because there may be several choices, if you know what I mean. 888-302-3684. Answer coming up along with some movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm Bob DiRico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Actually, it's the 300th edition of Let's Be Fair, so I'd like to say thank you to all the stations that carry this commentary and to those of you listening, especially those who have taken the time to share your own ideas and stories with us. 300 weeks ago, we started out with the goal of revealing how lawsuit abuse affects consumers, communities, businesses, and families, and we haven't run out of stories yet. Because even if you're fortunate enough never to be sued individually, the communities we live in, the organizations we belong to, and the places we work at have all been affected by the excessive amount of litigation in America. Let's be fair. Even though we often point out when the court system isn't working, we also know that we live in a country that attracts people from around the world because we have the freest society on earth. Working together, we can raise awareness of how the courts could better protect that freedom by cracking down on lawsuit abuse. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org. And from all of us here, thanks for listening.
All right, let's see if we can get the answer first to our question. How about we go to Grand Rapids? Colleen, how are you today?
Yeah. Hi, I'm fine. Thank
That's
you.
Good. What's the name of the movie?
Jurassic Park.
You gotta be more specific than that.
Oh boy, I don't know. Return to Jurassic, I don't know.
All right, thanks for the try. Leroy, what do you think the name of it is?
Jurassic Park 3.
Jurassic Park 3. All right, not quite. Here's Michael. What do you think it is, Michael?
The Lost World, Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park 2. Correct, Amundo? All right, good. So you qualify for our drawing, which will be held the week of July 4th. Hold on just a second, and Molly will take good care of you. Thank you very much. There are a lot of reboots that are being planned, movies being made into television shows. Have we got a list of those, Kenny?
Well, yeah, got some TV shows. And then, Kenzie, if you look at movies and TV shows, a lot of things are coming back. So NBC is bringing back Heroes, as Heroes Reborn.
Right.
They're going to bring back Coach, The X-Files, Minority Report, The Muppets, Uncle Buck, Rush Hour,
it's new as old,
all the same stuff, Full House. Mm-hmm. So all kinds of things are being made in the old TV shows and new TV shows and
people
the movies
are out of
TV
ideas.
Shows. And in Ken movies? Yes, exactly.
Movies are reboots and sequels. Fantastic Four, Jurassic World, Ted 2, there's a new Terminator movie, Mad Max just came out, The Man from U.N.C.L.E. later this summer, Mission Impossible, just on and on and on. There's another Sherlock Holmes coming.
Oh, good.
Well,
good.
It's not Robert Downey Jr.
Oh, it's no good. All right, well, we'll see whether there's any good or not. Leave it to your imagination.
The summer of the reboot.
Summer of the, or as Molly would say, the summer of the reboot. 59 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.